Here we go, entering the fourth and final hour, the one we like to refer to as the bonus hour here in the Bobby Mac Show. It is identical to the three preceding hours in one regard. Let's do that. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address is very simply bob at 1063WORD.com. Quickly in on the text line. Bob, shouldn't Duke Energy modernize their system with their own money? Well, their own money is our money. And if they have more than that, Bobby, 12% is a crazy high rate increase. And I think the reason they go with that number is because that's the number they take to the PSC down in Columbia, the Public Service Commission, and knowing that they then are going to lop something off that number, then the politicians on the PSC can see, we stood up to Duke Energy. They wanted a 12% increase, and we only gave them 10. Thanks for nothing. Bobby, remember, Trump knows Vince McMahon really well. I think you should get a few wrestlers over there to the White House and control who gets to keep the mic. Let's all sit back and see how long Big Mouth Acoster tries to keep the microphone then. Good question. To the phones we go. Our leadoff batter is Colonel Ted this evening. And as always, Colonel, Moneypenny and I salute you.
Thank you. By the way, on your little thing with Annie and what do you call it?
Yes or BS.
Yes, I got them all right.
Hey, congratulations.
Obviously, there's no way for you to check that.
Well, we're on the honor system here, Colonel, just like at West Point.
But you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be, because I missed at least half of them.
Yeah.
Anyway. I got to quit listening to Dave Schwartz when he calls in on Wednesday.
Yeah, I know.
My blood pressure goes sky high.
Yep, I know.
Having had triple bypass surgery a year ago and repeated ER visits here recently because of my ticker.
Well,
I just don't need that elevated.
It is. You're right. It's not good for your BP, but just remain calm and carry on.
Anyway, I told my dad, I'm actually calling to lighten things up. The gal that called in forgot something.
Yes.
I think I've mentioned in the past that my senior moments have expanded into senior hours and days. But I've had a good one here recently. I let coffee get cold, and then I put it in the microwave. And while it's heating up, I go around my apartment looking for my coffee cup to put the coffee in that I just made because I thought I had run out of coffee.
And then the bell goes off on the microwave, and like Pavlov's dog, you suddenly remember where you were in this equation.
Well, would it work out so well? My hearing's got so bad. If I'm in the other room, I don't hear the microwave thing. So it could be an hour before.
Yeah, now you are. Yeah, you're talking big trouble now, Colonel Ted.
Oh boy! It's I got to thinking. It's too bad senior moments are wasted on us old folks.
Yes.
I mean, the young people are just deprived of a whole lot of fun.
Well, I remember a while back, General Yeager, Chuck Yeager, went to
I met, by the way.
Yeah, me too. Me too. When he was, I think he was either his 90th birthday or his 95th, one or the other. And he went
I knew him when he was still on active duty in Germany. He was our junior officer club advisor.
Wow.
And when we'd have our meetings over at the club, he'd come over and have a beer with us. And he was a vice commander of our wing. And his only purpose was being grand marshal at parades around Germany.
Right. Yeah. He's
an aviation buff, you know. And
he's a great guy. He's a real deal. But they took him up in a jet. To give him an opportunity to break the sound barrier again, because, of course, he was the first to do that. They were kidding him because his hearing was so bad. And Yeager said, look, you know, you fly a P-51 Mustang wearing a leather helmet for 4 or 5 years, and tell me how good your hearing is after that.
Have you ever read his book, by the way?
No, I have not.
It's a fascinating read, and he made the point. You know, I got to be friends with Joe Foss, too, when I lived out in Phoenix, another incredible aviator and Medal of Honor winner and that kind of stuff. But these guys, Joe and General Yeager, credited their skill at shooting down enemy aircraft with hunting as kids.
Yeah.
And having to lead deer or other game. And, for them, it's just second nature.
Right. Yeah, pretty amazing. I read somewhere, I think it was Chuck Yeager, who said the secret of my success is that I was always able to come back and land.
Well, Joe Foss had 13 crashes, survived 13 crashes over the course of his life.
Wow. Yeah. He was a real Marine.
Okay. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well,
and if you read the history of Joe and his squadron, they really turned the tide of the South Pacific battle.
Yes, they did.
The Japanese.
Yep. Colonel, always good to hear from you. And I think your coffee is ready in the microwave.
What?
Get out of here. 13 after 6. Nearly three quarters of the country believes the media is dividing Americans along political, racial, and gender lines. A stunning condemnation of the press. This according to a new national survey. Anybody surprised at this? Anybody? Anybody surprised at this? Yeah, that's what I thought. What's more, the Zogby Analytics poll provided to the Washington Examiner said that media bias is sparking hate and misunderstanding. And while Americans also blame President Trump for dividing voters, the survey analysis said the media is worse. Those surveyed felt the mainstream media spreads hate and misunderstanding, also felt that President Trump is responsible for the spread of hate and misunderstanding, but more voters overall and in most subgroups blame the media more. Overall, 72% said the mainstream media has played a major role in dividing Americans along racial, gender, and political lines, leading to a spread of hate and misunderstanding among some people. No kidding. And Fox wants to join in the lawsuit with CNN to defend Jim the Acoster, who's one of the most egregious offenders out there? Acoster may call himself a journalist, but that doesn't mean he is one. Coming up on a quarter after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Stand by, because on the other side, the Hump Day edition of Boneheads in the News is on the way.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do for 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, I just heard where Stormy Daniels' attorney is in jail right now for domestic violence. you got to love it. Yeah, I saw on the web today earlier, by the way, the California Bar Association had an accusation against this guy. What's his name? Avenatti? He was involved in some scam where some guys got ripped off from some money in a coffee deal, a coffee company they were starting up. And the Bar Association said, oh, no, nothing to see here. No, this guy, he's as pure as a driven snow. Right. Bobby, I don't know who I love more, Brother Fred or Colonel Ted. Bobby Mack, would it be possible to end the recount in Florida or any place else due to the fact they did not follow processes, therefore putting the integrity of the data in question? I heard on Fox News earlier, a little while ago, that Pam Bondi, who is the AG for Florida, the Attorney General for Florida, said that they had opened a criminal investigation into the way the ballots had been handled in Broward County. So we'll see. Bob, but Colonel Ted is a classic. Bless him. Bob, inclement conditions evaluation team does not spell ice. It spells iced tea. Wasn't that a rapper? I think so. Sorry. Hang on 1 second. Let me scroll down a little bit on the text line here to get the beginning of this. That catches me up. I am caught up. Good deal. All right. That means that we have reached that point in the program where it is time for
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, here we go with today's Boneheads. I don't know what gets into people. A woman in Santa Ana, California. You think you'd have bigger problems to worry about out there with the fires everywhere. Woman in Santa Ana, California was captured on video beating up a Mickey D's store manager. Police released the video footage as they intensify their efforts to catch the assault suspect. This all happened around 11 o'clock, 27 October, after the woman went through the drive-thru of the McDonald's in Santa Ana, California. Well, after getting her food, she apparently became enraged when she discovered there was not enough ketchup in the order. So what did she do? Go back and politely ask for some more? No. She came back and went through the employee entrance and asked for ketchup and was told by the manager she was not allowed to be there in the building, became combative, and began pushing, punching, and choking the employee. Then her boyfriend apparently came in and dragged her out of the restaurant. So they're still trying to find her. Maybe a bit of a overreaction. Meantime, a man has been arrested after he drove his pickup truck into a courthouse in Mississippi. Thank goodness for Mississippi. News outlets reported that the Gulfport Police Department said in a news release, 28-year-old Keith Cavalier, who was acting in a somewhat cavalier fashion. See what I did there, Money Penny? Told officers he intentionally crashed his truck into the Harrison County Courthouse early Saturday because he felt it was the best way to let them know that he had a problem. He wanted to report to the police that his drugs had been stolen. Yeah. He's been charged with DUI and malicious mischief because of his damage to the building. Where do they find these guys? Gotta say, you love where this guy's head is. 37-year-old Joseph Binford, he broke into the Dickerson Park Zoo in Springfield, Missouri, after it closed for the night last week. Zookeepers spotted him and confronted him, but Joseph was prepared. Yes, he commanded the animals to attack the zookeeper for him. Unfortunately for him, the cheetahs who were nearby ignored his commands. The zookeeper called the cops. They came and arrested him. He fought against them, even tried to grab the cop's gun at one point, which was another dumb move because now he's charged with assaulting an officer and trespassing. Jeez. You know, if you're going to get kicked out of someplace for making a scene, you might as well, really make a scene. Like 42-year-old Kimberly Gable, St. Pete, Florida. On Saturday night, she was at a Red Lobster. Now, by the way, as a footnote to this story, alcohol may have been involved. She was bothering people, so the manager asked her to leave. She stormed out, cursing the entire way, but right before she left, she stopped at the tank in the lobby where they keep the live lobsters. Yeah, she went there, reached in, grabbed one, and took off. Well, they called the cops. They tracked down Kimberly nearby, still swearing, arrested for disorderly intoxication. As for the lobster, we don't know. When the cops found her, she didn't have it with her, and as far as we know, it's still missing. Maybe he took advantage and made an escape on his own. You know, I guess everything can be stolen if somebody wants it badly enough. A waste disposal company in Dusseldorf, Germany, recently had an unexpected problem. Their porta potties kept disappearing. They were vanishing two or three at a time, not enough to draw immediate attention, but after more than 100 porta potties worth about $80,000 disappeared, the company finally woke up. Good news is the thieves have been found. Yes, it was an inside job. Two employees were stealing the porta potties and then selling them to a company in the Netherlands on the black market. Who would have thought there was a black market for porta potties? Anyway, the two guys got off pretty easy suspended sentences, even though only three of the porta potties have been recovered. You know, when stores put out their Christmas stuff, just gives people more of a chance to steal their Christmas stuff way early. There's a report in the police blotter from Woodinville, Washington, about a woman and a man and their Christmas in October shoplifting mission. Yeah, happened last month. The woman created a diversion while the guy, who was her accomplice, her partner in crime, shoved a bunch of Christmas ornaments down his pants. Then they left the store. It's on video, but the cops have not yet tracked him down. Then there's 34-year-old Zachary Miller. He went into a Subway in Norcross, Virginia, earlier this month and ordered a sandwich. Well, when it came time for him to pay, he hopped over the counter and stole about $100 from the register and then took off. Oh, but then Zachary went back into the Subway. Why would he return to the scene of the crime? Right, he'd forgotten his sandwich. So he grabbed it and then took off again. Anyway, cops recognized him from the surveillance video. Yeah, he was already wanted on several other charges, arrested later in Tennessee. And finally this evening, 62-year-old Kenneth Woods, he went to the police station in Evansville, Indiana on Monday to file a complaint against his crack dealer. Apparently, it never occurred to him that complaining about your crack dealer means you're admitting you have a crack dealer. Anyway, Ken was upset because his dealer were letting him buy crack on credit, but now that his debt was up over $400, they wanted to collect. Since he hasn't paid up, they were threatening to mess up his car. Oh, and they also threatened to shoot him. Cops took down his complaint and then busted him. Where do we find him? There we go. There is today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Little Annie is ready with the real news, which may or may not include some boneheads. And then I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Wednesday.
What?
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 6:37 now, 23 before 7 here in the Bobby Mac Show. Hump Day edition. I mentioned earlier in the discussion about CNN just trying to kick up dust with their lawsuit against the Trump White House to try and get Jim the Acosta's press credential restored. They're going to lose on that one. They're also going to lose if they even bother to continue it with their lawsuit to try and keep Matthew Whitaker, the president's appointee, as the acting attorney general in the wake of the firing of Jeff Sessions. They're going to lose there, too. In fact, the DOJ today says, yeah, Whitaker's appointment is legal. Legal authorities across the ideological spectrum suggesting the move violated a federal statute and the Constitution. Based on what? I don't know. Because if you read the government's own requirements for this, it's patently obvious that what the president did was perfectly within the parameters of the law and the Constitution. The memo prepared by the Office of Legal Counsel reveals that the DOJ previously counseled President Trump on the matter and defends the president's right to designate temporary office holders under the 1998 Vacancies Reform Act and as a matter of history. The OLC advises the Attorney General and the President on a wide range of legal issues. Its conclusions are considered binding within the executive branch. And it says, quote, this office has previously advised that the president could designate a senior DOJ official, such as Mr. Whitaker, as acting attorney general, and this memorandum explains the basis for that conclusion. Though the Constitution requires the Senate to confirm all principal officers, the Justice Department contends that Congress has always understood the Appointments Clause does not reach individuals temporarily filling political offices. In addition to explaining presidential prerogative to fill vacancies under this act, they conducted a survey of historic appointment practices and identified some 160 occasions between 1809 and 1860 in which non-Senate confirmed officials filled high offices on a temporary basis, including one instance in 1866 in which a senior DOJ official briefly served as acting attorney general and other instances as well. The U.S. Supreme Court's 1898 Eaton decision also confirms the president's authority to install Whitaker. So much for the lawsuit. Now, you know, they want to continue to waste money and time and effort. But look, that's what the Dems are all about, at least until January, when they'll have more of a basis when they take control of the House for being obstructionist. This is all they got, even if their lawsuits come to naught. To the phones we go. Bill joins us this evening. He is at Lyman Lake. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the program.
Bobby Mack, how goes the war?
Well, we have lost a battle, but I think we have a pretty good general at the helm.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. Well, I'm calling for a self-serving thing.
That's okay.
I am on my way to see the Roy Orbison virtual reality concert at the Peace Center, and I just at the last minute had an extra ticket and wanted to invite you.
Oh man, boy, I appreciate that. I wish I could make it because I really would like to see that show.
I've seen some of his, you know, video things and restaurants and things, but I've never been to a virtual, you know, concert, and it's supposed to be with a full orchestra, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. But you do a great job, bud. I listen, if I'm in the car or in my office, I listen to you every day, and you can give me a cowbell or a rim shot or a womp, womp, womp. I officially retired September 30th after 37 years with the same company selling garbage trucks, which I own part of.
Wow.
September 30th.
Well, congratulations, Bill. Just couldn't hold a job, huh?
Now, I'm 68 and a half years old, and I retired exactly 37 years to the day and the end of our fiscal year. So I had it all kind of figured out pretty good. But
well,
I appreciate you, Bobby. You always do a great job. It's a pleasure listening to you. Just try to stay hold of your head and don't let it get big as a watermelon. And would you do me one favor?
Yes, sir.
You're kind of leaning liberal. Would you start working for a living instead of, you know, well, I'm not going to be here tomorrow, but
yeah.
Hannah's going to be here and Dale and just all this.
Well, you know, that brings us back to the initial point of the conversation, though, Bill, because I've been doing this 56 years, and when you reach that particular stage, and I am, of course, at that point where I am rapidly degrading, then you get some perks along the way.
Well, you're a little bit above me, I think, as I've heard you tell your story of your age.
Yes, sir.
You need to start working more, Bobby. We need you.
Funny you should say that, Bill, because you sound like my baby doll, Brenda. But
she just wants you out of the house. I know what
and,
that is.
And I understand that completely, and who can blame her?
And I need to ask you one other question. If you can say it over the air, that's fine.
Okay.
I cannot find a breeder anywhere anymore, and I know you've had golden retrievers.
Yes, I have.
I cannot find anybody anymore that breeds dark golden retrievers. I don't want one of the blonde,
right,
British. Do you know anybody, and I'll PM you or do something, whatever?
No, I don't right offhand, and I'll tell you why. Because my last three Goldens all came from rescue groups.
Oh, great.
Yeah. However, I do have a friend who got his golden retriever, and he's a beautiful boy, from a breeder in North Carolina. And I think they do breed some darker Goldens. In the meantime, let me recommend to you Foothills Golden Retriever Rescue.
I will look.
Yeah, and also check out, if you're interested in a lab, Low Country Lab Rescue as well. Okay, you have to travel. Have to travel some for that.
It's got to be a Golden because that's the last one I had before my wife passed away, and his name was Alex.
Understood. Yeah.
Dark Golden.
Check out the website, foothillsgoldenretriever.com, foothillsgoldenretrieverrescue.com, and they have available Goldens, pictures of them, and a brief bio of them on their website, so check that out.
Yeah, I'd rather have an older dog anyway that wouldn't be as hard or maybe already
sure.
House trained. God bless you, Bobby. We love you.
I appreciate that, Bill. And tonight, when the Roy Orbison show works its way around to In Dreams, that's one of my favorites. That's always been one of my favorites by Roy. Have a great time at the show, Bill.
That's the name of the concert tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's one of my favorites by Roy. Have a great time at the show, Bill, and thanks for thinking of me. I appreciate it very much, sir. 14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back on the other side, and we'll wrap things up here on Hump Day. Bob McClain. Welcome back. Closing minutes of the Bobby Mac Show here on this Wednesday evening. In on the text line, weren't you in a movie at one time, Bobby Mac? No, I was supposed to be the voice of the disc jockey on the radio in Rocky, in the early morning scene where before he goes out to run, he takes the raw eggs and drinks them down. I was supposed to be in that, but we couldn't agree on the price. I demanded too much money, and so they gave that part instead to one of the other guys at the radio station I was working at, WIBG in Philadelphia. Bobby, I think it would be great if they reinstated Acosta's credentials, allowed him back in, and then never called on him again for a question. Bob, Mitch McConnell just said on Fox, "Now that we have a divided Congress, maybe now we can get something done for the American people." Told you they were trying to lose the House. This stinks. Bobby Mack, it was a great Hump Day show. Awesome talent you have. Thank you. Appreciate that. Last caller just mentioned going to see the Roy Orbison show, the hologram show at Peace Center tonight, and I mentioned one of my all-time favorite songs was by Roy Orbison, In Dreams, and he said that actually is the name of the show, is In Dreams. So let me depart from our usual format here and share that one with you. If you're on your way down to the Peace Center to that show, here is one of the great moments you'll experience tonight with a big O. Oh, that is just one great song. The late, great Roy Orbison, of course, and In Dreams. Great to have you along here for a couple of remaining minutes. Let me see if I can catch up with the text line again. Before I go, I mentioned this earlier, and I didn't have an opportunity to come back to it. I mentioned Hillary floating rumors that she is going to be returning for a 2020 three-time loser attempt at the White House. And I said I didn't think the Democrats would be real thrilled with that news, especially Spartacus and Kamala Harris and the others that are going to be vying for the nomination. Likely Democrat voters in primary states not eager for a third White House run by Hillary, according to a new poll from the Washington Free Beacon. A 2020 primary survey revealed voter fatigue among Democrats for the two-time failed presidential candidate. The poll is the first to include Clinton among 2020 hopefuls. So maybe finally we'll have seen the last of Hillary. How about a grand jury looking into her as well? Just a thought. Thanks so much for being along this evening and every evening. Do it again tomorrow, and see you tomorrow at 3. Till then, God bless.
Back home, huh?
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going.
What?
I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Concludes our broadcast day.
I go take my siesta now.
Goodbye.